I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence in the Central African Republic hit Wycliffe Bible translators personally. U.S. President Bob Creason says Elise Zama was a translator with a Wycliffe partner organization. He was killed while trying to get his family to safety during the worst of the violence over the weekend. He leaves behind a widow and three young children. The Bible project he was working on is on hold, too. Pray the church would know how to be the church. And it's not only spiritual darkness that prevents people from hearing the gospel. Physical darkness gets in the way, too. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, is partnering with Myanmar Indigenous Ministries to provide solar panels to churches and gospel workers in Myanmar or Burma. This allows them to hold Bible studies for nationals even after dark. The ministry continues to combat the fears of animism. There are some details online. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Support MNN and get the new Phillips Craig & Dean Christmas CD. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.